Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Kings and priests of the Most High God, thank you for tuning into the program this morning. This is Fire Meeting over the radio, where the kings and priests gather together and cause changes in their lives and their environment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is good to us and His mercy endures forever. We're about to pray. We're about to pray in the Spirit. Wherever you're listening from, it's time to stir yourself up in the Spirit. Pick up your holy body and let's begin to pray. I trust that you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water therapy is the best therapy that we can ever give to our body. Our body needs water, and water is the best food you can ever give to your body. So thank you, kings and priests of the Most High God, for treating your body the way you should by giving it the necessary nutrient. And God has given us that advice, that wisdom, and He's given it to us. So stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit as we get into the program this morning, the center of it, and that's changing things through prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Yes, stir yourself up in the Spirit. Stir yourself up in the Spirit. Everyone, stir yourself up in the Spirit. Rebrado, sick in Texas, in Practo, ma ankama, ma shedika, ma dekus, kis chobiano, ma itaru, sakchana, na bratekus, sakchusip, na andola, ekek, sakchusubira, ma tare, sikchisoke, in tukibaru, manashke, tu krande, sakchusipik, mahaka. Jandale kosa pradeki salabahish kuti paya. Mantere kisokshi supik mongala manka pashekteka telifa shukip mongala masari brado sakaya. Ante parika te sukshi sikili la lovra ancha patembo balamaki sakshi se teleku sera babari. Jantakalaba shikeli dare kosaya. Ande braduze ke shiket non dada mashik teke sikatelu kapakura mamanjan teke tika zikshi kola vada mantaya. Maletuze ke shekshu siki mora mankamara bashik teka leku paradensu kla ang teke rebaya. Shefaruma enki sokshu ziterigi bok montala mancha kate ingredize ke sheka rebaya. Yukule menter ki sokshi sara mankla akte sokshi si kale donda la lifla kose pek jukele bora mate. Fekshe ki banda de kotne ke den dobre ekitika sakshanto mare kutupe ijo kot lendoro ma makapu sikshi se no mongla ategade. Jale ke li loflo si skip lo lomanto paragade. Vashe ke diga limbombe nentore sikshi si kara. Pantere sikshi sop mei taros ke pokana ma manja da batekla uki sakala manja de katebo sikere gara. Vlantete sikle I shokala mante bokure betento be sikshi kale mendumbra eket no sokshu bedem bara karabari. Sate kale to mon seke dika sikshi sike tenkule nem pratantu sikshu sara darikla ancora ma mantabari. Japate pakala mate bradu sekeli kisakshu satala mamante baye. Egi pala lulufose kishik tendo bra ankama lama kisakshu setnem bereketelu ki palo mandaje katekle ikasakshede. Mandeira kla asko brende sikshisa manumbra atale makusarabari. Akale lulushki prado seketinke libra dandamba lama kapa sekede. Preshisho kendembre iki jola mantama sekshi sike le mo makanda thari seko shonde pradadama seka. Lavdebra iki sekshu sera bandobra akantama le predi sekshi set nele parabari. Andere ki salento kamantam pla akte sokshi ziki bora matanema sekere boshkira. Empre den kola manche kutika dubek mujoko tondobo konjoko da mama kabari. Bik mo kala manje katenga dibok mashinjingi kamoro mama kabade breduze kukira bok monje kate da baya. Ateko dokla ankama rebra de kan shokoro montera mek meshikale mentoro mama sakalabari. Inkele loskele valama kabaya. E che bolle le momo giudichi ti calemo secca de nima coprande la masse fosci mia mula macabri. E che palo ma a cale pendore men che gicile chi taloma se fosche balomati cabaia. Ex schibo randari katana recla eco sabandama le cade che si si cola mataravadi. The presence of God is right there in your home. Pray in the spirit, lalo sekere babu sakaya. Saksion vi me indarezu ki sokshu zubet non darama kabare. In another few minutes, tear up yourself, hallelujah. Eskoje ket non parita sekunje kot la venema. Jale katega jikchuk si ke le levik ma sokshe palabade. Lentori bisi ki shola mandama le pakura and je ket lektomba le koza parabade se pradi kolam parinteskare. Shampap neinter ki sakshus topala nama dimon ke sakshisik le enko balam vatari sakshu ziki le tendu boroma kapate. Venga di kosa dembro dona ma mankama la bashke tu kisoku banto lo mamakai. O sheke le tare masale bola kari. E indari kate le ke soka le mon sheke te la gela kla antale ba sakshu si le ke le mon brenda la maskere baya. Aske juki kala montom brodo kala manseka juki ti kale dando manruma kapashende bredize ke tlek tu sakaye. Te seke keke li kaya. Mandere kro de geziki kala mama joke de bok mosoro bama akabade. Brida de sakshisikono mamande bredize kashono mamanda lahaya. Ne kere bakura ma manjara bakalabade. Iki bola mankama debredi seka jokolo ma monketengo zikshi siki kikikiro monda ma namansa kabade. Iki bok monjolo monko done enki pok monjore bredi ze kushe kele momo kabade. Eki bora man manjanda bak ma shantamba leko se rari galama shantamba leko saraba dembredi ze ke kalabashende bokasade. Ronde kentuk shisi kala mama kama man sheka le tu sele legra afuk senjora mama kabare. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. You know, this is wonderful midweek, you know. And in the midweek, we always celebrate our faith in God. And the way we do is to use what is given to us. By confessing His word, by having the talking session, and we're about to have the talking session. Now, the number to send your praise report to that we can share today and will bless the life of God's people, the number to send it to is 814-790-8731. Send it by WhatsApp. You can send it brief praise report, or otherwise you can tweet it to our Twitter account @tan_radio. When you send your praise report, we would read it out to God's people. You know, it's time for talking session. Talk who you are. Talk what you believe. Talk. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. I walk in power. I walk in victory. I am intelligent. I'm productive. I'm effective. I have the life of God in me. The grace of God is upon my life. Favor. I walk in favor. I'm favored. I am love in a hurting world. I am light in a dark world. I am what God says I am. I am walking in victory. My children are walking in victory. My loved ones are walking in victory. No situation can overcome me, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Favor is mine. I shall see all my prayer requests come to pass in the life of my loved ones. The light of God is shining in my home. The light of God is shining in the life of my children. The light of God is shining in the works of my hands. I am light of the world. I am salt of the earth. I walk in the wisdom of God. I walk in power. I walk in victory. I am healed. I am free. I am what God says I am. I am prosperous. I am making progress. I'm walking in victory. I know who I am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you talk this way, you stir up the life of God within you. As you talk this way, the life of God rises from within your spirit, rises even to the surface of your skin. And what happens is, when you speak this way, the power of God is emitted into the environment that's around you. And whatever the need is, the power of God meets it. So you are victorious, you are favored, you are the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus, sin has no power over you. Like I've raised God's people all these years, I say to you the same thing. Get a scripture that you read every day. And the scripture will have to do with your calling, has to do with your revelation about what God wants you to accomplish. You should read that every day. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today, the Spirit of God is speaking to us about still the same thing about our faith, but this time, the Spirit of God is talking to us about I am lifted. Now, what that means is a statement, I am lifted. What it means is you are saying your status in the midst of any situation. You didn't say, I will be lifted. You did not say, I shall be lifted. You did not say, God shall lift me. You said, I am lifted. Again, what it means is you are acknowledging the grace of God upon your life. I am lifted. I am lifted. I got that inspiration from the reading of scripture in the book of Job. This morning, take your Bibles in the book of Job. No matter what the news say, God has tutored us to speak like His sons. God has tutored us to talk like Jesus Christ. I remember a couple of times when I was much younger in the faith, when I read the scriptures, Jesus, our Lord, will see a dead girl, a girl who's dead, and He'll say, she's sleeping. He is not joking. He's not trying to provoke people. But He's speaking words that people cannot see. When situations surround you and beclouds you and looks like you're pulling you down, like the harsh weather and storm in the strange part of the sea, you don't speak about the storm. You don't speak, you don't discuss how to affect the storm. You immediately acknowledge where you are. Your spiritual place. The Lord Jesus did that, and He got victory in His lifetime, and He taught us. He said, cheer up, I have overcome the world. And we are learning His ways, and we are functioning on His stead. Being generation of Christ, we talk like Him. So I'm reading for you Job chapter 22, verse number 29. Now, there is this particular translation that really hit me the most, and that's the God's Word translation. It says, when others are discouraged, you will say, cheer up. Then He will save the humble person. I repeat, when others are discouraged, you will say, cheer up. He didn't say you will cheer up because you have money. He didn't say you'll cheer up because you have the child. He didn't say you cheer up because you have the project. He didn't say you cheer up because your church is increasing. He didn't say you cheer up because your bank account is getting more stable. But He said, cheer up. He says, when others are discouraged, you will say, cheer up. You will say, cheer up. Why? The Lord taught us in the book of Mark, He says, you shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. So, our job this morning, myself, the Holy Spirit, and all of us in the studio, is to make your mouth disciplined to work the force of eternal life. To make your mouth disciplined to work the heavenly provision upon your life. You shall say. Now let me read the, it's beautiful when you read the God's Word translation. I'm backing up a little to verse 23. It says, if you return to the Almighty, you will prosper. If you put wrongdoing out of your tent and lay your gold down in the dust, then put your gold from Ophir among the pebbles in the rivers, then the Almighty will become your gold, hallelujah, and your large supply of silver. Then you will be happy with the Almighty and look up toward God. You will pray to Him and He will listen to you. You will keep your vow to Him. When you promise to do something, you will succeed, and light will shine on your path. Then we come to that particular verse of scripture today, verse 29, that says, when others are discouraged, you will say, why? Because you've returned to the Almighty. Why? See, many of you got up this morning not because you don't like to sleep, especially from the part, especially from India, you know, and around the world. It's not comfortable for you, but you got up. Why? Because you are acquainting yourself with the Almighty. You're fellowshipping with the saints around the world. And so the Bible says, when you set your mind to do something, when you promise to do something, you will succeed. You will succeed. You will succeed. I wish I can tell you to say that 1,000 times. You will succeed. And light will shine on your path. Hallelujah. And when others are discouraged, you will say, cheer up. Then He will save the humble. Glory to His name forevermore. Now, some of us really like the King James Version, and I'm not going to disappoint you this morning. So I will read the King James Version of this same passage of Scripture. It says from verse 22, receive, I pray thee, the law from His mouth, and lay up His words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Wow. Toba sele levisha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Amen. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee. Thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Verse 29, our key verse this morning. When men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is lifting up. You see what I said, told you? I am lifted. Can you say that? I am lifted up. You see, today the Spirit of God is making your mouth to be circumcised to the provision of eternal life. I am lifted. I am lifted. Whatever happens in your workplace, you know, the other day, a few couple of hours back, they're talking about a recession is about to break in and this and things are dropping. I am lifted. In the midst of the dark, wherever your investments are, you speak. You're sensitive to the Spirit of God anyway. But before the leading of the Spirit of God to do anything to your investment or to take any decision, you say, I am lifted. I am lifted. Let your heart be in your words, because that's where the life springs from. He said, and shall not doubt in his heart, and shall not doubt in his heart. In other words, his heart is with his words. If he says, I am lifted, his heart is with his words. So let your heart be with your words. Hallelujah. He says, I am lifted. I am lifted. You see, the Bible wants us to declare that over and over again. I am lifted. Many battles won in the scriptures, many victory that we experience or that we are so blessed by the examples in the scriptures, they were battles that were won by the confession. By the confession. Let's look at the greatest blessing God has given to us in our salvation. Now, in the working of salvation, the Lord Jesus had to die, and he had to resurrect again for our salvation to amount to anything. Before all these things took place, he said it consistently. He said it as a prophecy, he said it as a word of faith, and he said it as something that is a reality. He said the Son of Man is going to die and the third day is going to rise again from the dead. So we learn to say, we discipline our tongue, we discipline our tongue to say the grace of God. We discipline, it is not what you feel. Forget about what you feel. What you feel, thank God for what you feel. But we say, I am lifted. I am lifted. This beautiful midweek, I want you to learn to discipline your mouth to work for the grace of God. To discipline your mouth to spend the grace of God by speaking the appropriate words. I am lifted. I am lifted. Yes, you are lifted. It doesn't matter how down you are lifted. I have a couple of praise to read out for you, praise report to read out for you, and God is good all the time. Hallelujah. Here is a praise report from one of our daughters a day back. He says, praise the Lord, Pastor. I thank God for giving me a rented house. We thank the Lord also for giving you a rented house. We bless the name of the Lord. May His presence be manifest in that house abundantly, and may His love be revealed to you more and more, and His mercy. Here's another praise report from our sister. Cecilia, here is a praise report. It says, praise God, I have started thanking and praising God in all situations. I'm growing in faith. I am not alone. My Father in heaven is with me. Praise God, Sister Cecilia. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, here is another praise report. But the brother wouldn't actually believe that I'm going to share this praise report, because for him it wasn't a praise report. He was just sharing the good news with me. Here's a praise report. Good evening, Pastor. Thank God for everything is fine. Today my son went to school. I really thank God for your prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your presence upon our lives. Father, we thank you for your goodness upon our life. We thank you for the things you're doing in our midst. We give you praise and we worship your precious holy name. We thank you, Father, because we are lifted. We are not where we used to be. We are in the place where you have taken us. We are in the place where you have given to us. We worship your precious holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The praise report is still coming in, and I intend to read more of this praise report for another 3-4 minutes. Now, here we have a praise report that has come. It says, came through Twitter, and this is Brother Melvin. He's thanking the Lord. Okay, let's hear what he's thanking the Lord for. He says, I praise God for his favor in my life. He's faithful towards me. I praise God for my mentors, my pastors, Edmonds and Joanna Okorode. Actually, I have to read exactly what he sent so that he would ask me, why didn't I read that? Okay. I praise God for his favor in my life. And he's faithful towards me. I praise God for my mentors, Apostle Edmund and Prophetess Agape Edmonds Hookworthy. Amen. We praise God for your life, son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for these praise reports. Thank you for this praise report. Now, wherever you're listening from, we have reasons to thank God for your life. Now, here's a praise report coming in. I think this is the last one I might take for this morning. Here's a praise report from Glory Arup. And here she says, praise the Lord, Pastor. I had a severe chest pain 20 days back where I couldn't lift a pen. But now I am completely healed and God strengthened me. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Here, these praise reports, they're so important. They go before you. You are lifted, my daughter. Glory. God bless you. We praise the Lord together with you. Amen. Every day, as you join the fire meeting over the radio, do not forget to send your praise report. They go ahead and they make the way for Yahweh's name and they glorify His precious holy name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Amen. As I'm about to leave you, I want to remind you before we start to pray and if I go, I want to remind you that the 7 days to a better life, it's coming up. Amen. Glory to God. And that's 23rd through to 29th of February. And that's 7 solid days. So we do have a Saturday and a Sunday in the midst of these days. And we're going to give you the special timing for the Saturday and a Sunday so that we can really enjoy what God is giving to us. You know, I always ask a question. You think you live an effective life? You go through this free course on the radio and you see how effective the Spirit of God is going to make out of your life. Father, we thank you for all the praise reports that have been sent in. We thank you for all the things you're doing in the life of your children. We pray for everyone who sent praise report that your praise will continually increase in their life and that your presence will continually be manifesting in the way of praise, in the way of miracles, in the way of interventions in their life. We pray for everyone who are listening right now. Thank you for your fresh anointing, precious Lord. Thank you for your grace that is working in every one of our lives. We give you praise right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit upon your children. Yes, I am lifted. The lifting anointing, the lifting confession, the lifting word of faith that you've given to your children. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. To you be all praise and glory. To you be all adoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now I pray and declare against every evil dream. You don't have a place in the life of God's people. Take your load and move in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil dreams, evil words, evil vision, you don't have a place here. Be gone in Jesus Christ's name. And every feeling in the body that is not of the Lord, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus, move, come out from their body. In Jesus Christ's name, now, be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone, be gone. Be healed in your body. Be free in your body right now. I command your body to cooperate to the Word of God. I command your body to be free right now. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to His name forevermore. Amen and amen. We've had a beautiful time with each one of you, and I trust you've got a beautiful time too. We're going to see you tomorrow. And I leave you with a very beautiful song that is requested by a world changer, our daughter. And that's Yahweh is Holy by Randy Rotwell. We'll see you tomorrow. And God bless you. Enjoy this. And God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. God, we long for your sweet, holy presence to fill our lives every day. Lord, I believe that you desire for us to be a holy people. Called out, consecrated unto you, a vessel of honor fit for you. Father, call us, woo us, draw draw us deeper into your very presence.
Spending time with you.
Grace.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.